This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Mathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the last 2.5 years, the Mathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized that the key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shakti Peet Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing the confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. Prime Minister also accused Congress of playing politics on OBC and said they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours against and across the state of WU voters in favor of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting in Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being an anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties have also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in Sopor town of Baramulla district last evening, while the 2 to 3 other terrorists were still trapped there. Officials said that a fierce gunfight broke between the two and the security forces and the terrorists in Sopor yesterday. Following the specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the army, the CRPF and the police. As the layers of cordon and search operation were increased, the terrorist fire at the surrounding forces triggered an encounter. In a significant development, having far-reaching implication for Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream visa program. The SDA is a pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It has said that the decision has come part of the country's attempt to address ongoing housing shortages and to resource strain. The SDS program was designed to fast-track study limit permit applications for students from 14 countries. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in Balochistan province yesterday. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as a popular morning train was about to leave Quetta station in southwestern Pakistan of Peshawar. The Baloch Liberation Army, which claimed responsibility of the attack, said that the statement was released on the social media that it targeted a Pakistan military unit that was returning from Quetta after completing a training course. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced the launch of IFFIESTA, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. IFFIESTA will be hosted at the Kala Academy, located at Picture Square, front waterfront in Panjim, Goa, during the 21st to the 28th of November. Prominent Indian musician Ricky Kedge and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nomination for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Kedge, a 3-time Grammy winner, received his 4th Grammy nomination on his album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age, Ambient or Chant Album category. Anushka Shankar, renowned sitarist and a composer, was also nominated for the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF World Billiards Championship 150 up format title. He defeated in England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament in Doha in Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.